Hey guys, what is up? I hope everyone had an awesome week. Sorry if the sound is sounding a little bit different and like kind of echoey. My little podcast mic has decided not to work today, so that's a bit frustrating, but we're just gonna do it like this, and that is awesome. Weekly recap, I just got back from a little swim meet in Indiana, and that was really fun. I'm still kind of tired from it because we literally got back yesterday, and it blows my mind to think I was literally in Indiana yesterday. That's just kind of crazy. It was really fun, and I made a lot of friends, and my times were really good, and I did really well, and it was just cool to see God move through a way that I'm not used to normally seeing these days. And that kind of brings me in on what I'm going to be talking about today is what it looks like to perform for an audience of one. So I grew up swimming all the time. Like I was swimming 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. I was swimming like 24 hours a week. And before I raced, I would, you know, do the thing. I would say the prayers and pray that I was doing it for God's glory and not my own and all that kind of thing. But even after years of swimming, it wasn't really until this meet that I kind of was able to put in perspective that I was doing it for myself. Like if I went fast in a race, it was to prove to myself that I was worth something. I think in the world, we get really caught up in just wanting people to know our existence. Like I've watched a couple interviews and you ask like old people, what do you wish you had done differently? And one of the main things they say is I got so caught up in just wanting people to know that I existed doing something to where people cared that I was alive. I guess the question comes down to, would you rather want the world to know you exist or would you want the God who created the universe to know you personally? And I guess Anne was swimming. That was an area in my life that I felt like I had control of. Like I controlled how hard I worked in practice. I controlled how many practices I went to. It was an area of my life where I felt control and I felt where I got my worth from. To the point where I felt worthy if I went fast. But on the flip side of that, if I had a bad time or a bad meet or a bad race, now I feel so unworthy. I feel worthless. But going into this meet, I just had a completely different mindset. It was just I was going to swim as an act of worship and I was going to give God my all and just give every race my all with God's strength only. And along with that, it gave me a lot more peace about my swims and races. I was a whole lot less anxious and it honestly just made things a lot more fun. And that's what happens when we do things in our life as an act of worship and as an act for the audience of one. And that goes with a million things. That goes with school, grades, jobs, friendships. Like, are you trying to get good grades to prove yourself worthy? Or are you trying to get those grades as an act of worship? Anything can be done as an act of worship when you go into it with the right mindset, knowing that whatever you're doing in life, you're doing it just to glorify the Father. I'm hoping that me having good friendships is glorifying God and me pouring into others is an act of worship for God. Everything that I do points back to who am I doing it for and why am I doing it for God. And that's what produces fruit. That's what produces life. And yes, there are positive consequences that happen in my own life when I do those things for God, but it also comes down to like, that's what I owe him. I don't have much to give at all from what he's given me, but that's all I can give. And I'm going to give it. Matthew 6:1-2 says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward with your Father in heaven. So whenever you give to the poor, don't sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues on the streets to be applauded by people. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward." It's a performance in life for the audience of just God, not so others see you, not so you can reflect and feel good about yourself. And that also gives a lot of peace too, because even if I don't swim that great in a race, even if I don't handle a situation as good as I should have, I know that God's already proud of me. And in knowing that, it makes life a lot more enjoyable. And all this also comes with realizing that Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, they're your number one cheerleader. I think a lot of the times we get this like image of God in our head as always demanding something out of us or always needing more out of us or always needing this or always needing that. We take out the Father aspect of God. And I know this can kind of be a touchy subject because not everyone has seen how a father is supposed to be or supposed to act. But when I look back at my own life, like I'm really blessed to have two awesome parents and they are my number one cheerleaders. Like, if you ask me, who are your number one cheerleaders? I would definitely say my parents. Now, if you put that into perspective, and we know that God loves us more than anyone in the whole world, like, God created us. We are his masterpiece. So if my parents are my number one cheerleaders, then just how, imagine, like, how awesome God is cheering for us up in heaven. Because God wants us to succeed. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The God that we serve is a giver of good things. And I think when I used to read that verse, oh, God gives me the desires of my heart, like, oh, then my life should look like this, or why does my life look like that? But one of my big prayers is, if there is a desire in my heart, then I pray that I know it's from the Lord, because I think our feelings are deceptive, our emotions are deceptive. So sometimes the desires of my own heart might not match up with the desires of God's heart. And if I know that, I pray that those desires will change. And I've seen reflections of that in my own life. My ultimate goal in life is to have my heart be aligned with the heart of Christ. And that's where it comes in reading the word. Like, how do I align my heart with the heart of Christ? It comes with knowing the character of God. At this meet, when I was so focused on Christ, it was just really awesome. And I really felt like, man, God's really cheering me on over here, because I did have really good times at the meet and I did do really well. And I didn't think I would ever go best times again, just because I am swimming 3 days a week instead of 7 days a week. And though I've implemented different things in my workouts, I was just kind of like, oh, okay, I probably hit my best times, but we'll just kind of go with the flow and see and do it for the glory of God. Then there's Luke 11:9-10 that says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now, when it comes to goals, yes, I would like to do well and swim. So there is work that we do have to put in making those. And I feel like this reflection, all this can implement anything in your life, whether that's grades or like who you're trying to serve or what you're trying to do well in life. Whether that's in the job world, the relationship world, the friend world. And going back to the hard work thing, what it comes down is this. People, I've heard people say, yeah, I know that you, like God obviously helped you out a lot there, but you got to give yourself a little credit. Like, you put in a lot of the work to get there. And I understand that, but it's just like, no. Like, yes, I did put in the work, but God gave me the strength to put in the work. God woke me up when I needed to wake up for my alarm. God changed my schedule around so I could go to the practices. All my work was inspired by God. Therefore, I will only boast about him. Because if I was running off of my flesh, then I would be burnt out. I would have no strength. I would be done for. But because I'm running off of the strength of the Lord and trusting whatever I do in life, if I'm going to give it my all and there's fruit that comes from that, knowing that it's aligned with the heart of God and the will of God. With my swims this weekend, I really tapped into the peace of God, man, and it was just really awesome to see. And also realized in some of my swims, like in the middle of the races, I was thinking in my head, I was like, okay, I'm relying on your strength, because it got obviously really hard. And I think that comes with endurance in life. When we're doing things, there's going to be seasons of school or friendships or relationships where they are going to be hard. But it's knowing that God will give you the strength to carry through. God will inspire speech to carry through. Because like I said, God is your number one cheerleader. He's not looking to be angry at you or discipline you. Like, he is proud and he wants you to succeed. And in scripture, we hear about never boasting about ourselves. This is what it says in Jeremiah 9:23-24. This is what the Lord says. The wise person should not boast in his wisdom. The strong should not boast in his strength. The wealthy should not boast in his wealth. But the one who boasts should boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Lord, showing faithful love, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things. This is the Lord's declaration. And that's what I will boast about. What's not to boast about that? I am the child of the living God. The living and breathing God gives me strength to carry through today. Like, that's just so awesome. And I feel like that's not just something we can, like, scrape under the rug. Oh, yeah, he gives me strength. Like, the God who created the universe lives inside me and gives me strength to get up every day, to swim fast, to do this, to do that, to do good in school, to have endurance. I'm not running off myself. This podcast thing, it's not for me. Like, I'm not running off myself to do it. Some days, I am like, man, I just want to sleep in on Tuesday. I don't want to have to work to film this or do this or whatever. But God inspires my speech. God inspires me to get up and have endurance to do it. Because what? Because my rest is found in him and through him. Another thing that I realized this weekend is that, yeah, winning is cool. Winning was really fun and it felt awesome. But I also realized that what happens when that fade? Yeah, it was awesome for like 2 hours and I was really proud. But when that fades, what am I left with? If that's what I'm running off of, my own self-worth, my own value, when that winning time fades, I'm only going to be seeking more and more and more. And we live in a world that is fighting for more because we are not putting our worth in Christ. Okay, I won this race. That felt really good. Now I have to win again. But what happens if I lose? What happens if I add a bunch of seconds? What happens if I make a bad grade? What happens if that relationship didn't work out? When those things are going good in your life, it feels great. It feels awesome. But when those things are gone, what are you left with? Knowing that I serve God well and whatever I'm doing is going to give me much greater than joy, than winning, than doing good, than having the perfect relationship, than having the perfect grades. Because those winning times, those times you're winning in life, those are going to fade eventually. We are told in scripture that we're going to go through seasons of high. We're going to go through seasons of low. What matters? What are you doing in the seasons of low? What are you doing when you're in the valley? And while when we are serving God, there is fruit. You will see fruit in your life given to you by God. But like I said earlier, it's also what we owe him. Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, in the view of mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship." Submitting your body as a sacrifice to God, that is where the worship is. My final thought, and hopefully encouragement, is that God sees you and God's proud of you, and he sees you trying to walk in his will. He is your number one cheerleader, and he's not mad or angry or disappointed. The thing is, whether I make that bad grade, whether I do bad in that race, whatever it is, I'm going to have peace knowing that if that's what happened, like, I did give God my all, and if that's how I'm going to choose to worship, then I have no choice but to give it my all. And that's where transformation and change in your life comes. My challenge for you and myself this week is to just get in that mindset of worship. What does it look like? How will I change if everything I'm doing is an act of worship to God? Relationships, grades, friendships, sports. How is my life going to be different if all those things are an act of worship? A worship that he deserves. So yeah, I hope everyone has a great week. Sorry again if the sound is a little bit weird or kind of moving all over the place. Hopefully we have that up and running next week. And keep worshiping, keep praying, keep persevering. Have a great week, guys, and don't forget to live changed.